This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Bethel residents are waiting in line longer at the post office this summer. The reason? A huge volume of mail, according to U.S. Postal Service spokesperson James Boxrood.
Matter of fact, we have higher volumes of packages right now than we do even at Christmas time. And some of the things that are causing that are like the coronavirus. You know, many people have turned to online shopping, and then there's been stimulus checks, and I know you have your PFD checks that came out early up there, all kind of culminated together to create a large amount of parcel delivery.
Boxrood says Bethel is the largest post office in Alaska, and that's because it doesn't just serve Bethel residents.
It has 26 offices that they, you know, transfer the mail to that are other like village post offices. We call those downstream offices. And then they also handle the mail for three other hubs.
Sometimes the window at the post office doesn't open until 1 p.m. Boxrood says that's because the weather can delay a plane and that post office employees must sort through two plane loads of mail the next day. That, along with the extremely high volumes of mail, means residents have to wait longer in line. But Boxrood does have some solutions for people to help speed up the process. Boxrood says people often just put down their physical address, making it harder for the post office to look up the P.O. box number, adding to the wait times.
So what would really be helpful is if the customers, when they order things online, you know, you can go ahead and use your regular physical address, but also then put like the pound sign and your P.O. box number. So like 123 Main Street, you know, hashtag 1234.
Boxrood says the Bethel Post Office will be hiring another person soon. And finally, as Alaska continues to reopen, health officials urge people to follow the guidelines aimed at slowing down the spread of the coronavirus. But many of the practices to control infectious disease already have a long history in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. KYUK's Katie Basil has more.
Bethel elder Esther Green remembers being forced to stay home during an outbreak of tuberculosis, or TB, as a young girl.
I didn't even know what TB was. I didn't know it was a killer disease.
Tuberculosis hit rural Alaska hard during the first half of the 20th century, and generations of Alaska Native people were separated from their culture while they were in hospitals recovering. Some never returned.
I remember some people were leaving to go to the hospital to rest, and I remember some people didn't return. All I hear is some people had died, and their bodies were never brought back to Alaska. Have to stay home, I can't go into somebody's house.
Back then, they talked about how visiting could open the door to sickness. Now, health officials call it social distancing. Julia Jimmy, KYUK's radio director and translator, says she's not surprised that villages shut down travel early in this latest pandemic. It's because people in the region had grown up hearing the tales of the big flu, TB, and other contagious diseases.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, in Yupik. It says snichtach ba kahaluting huk or ayagawa kahaluting nauhlut kam hnik bing lachtut. People who visit too much or travel too much catch a sickness or get sick. I guess that's one of the things they learned.
There is also a story of what happened when social distancing was ignored. Eula David tells the tale of a white man or Gusuk dog musher.
And his name was Frank Wasky.
Wasky mushed from village to village during the winter of the 1918 flu epidemic, spreading the disease wherever he went. In the story that was passed down by her mother and grandmother, Eula David says he visited a camp where a couple were staying. He left some raw oatmeal behind to feed his dogs when he came through again.
After he was there, they got sick, very sick. Maybe they were in coma. Because the wife didn't know nothing. And then finally, she woke up and couldn't move, too weak to move. So when she finally, strong enough to get up, she found out that her husband was dead she was lying with a dead body. When she was strong enough, she got into those oatmeal. She ate mouthful at a time. Pretty soon she got a little stronger. But the one thing that she feared was not touching her husband's body. So when she was strong enough to walk and could see the mountains where the village was, she started talking to her husband that because she couldn't stay with that body, she's going to walk over to the village. And she survived because of those oatmeal that she was eating. She got strong.
Eula remembers that Frank Wosky was punished for his role in spreading the flu. Instead of going to jail, he was forced to run his dog team during summer with no snow to help his sled glide across the tundra. Underlying all the memories of past epidemics is respect for others, and Elder Esther Green says that includes respecting the virus.
In any situation, our elders, they say, to respect it. Don't downgrade it. Because whatever it is, the virus has its own way, has its own way of thinking. We were told, at least I was told, whatever sickness come up, don't treat it as it's nothing. You gotta respect it. Just as much as you respect yourself and others. It has sharp ears. It can hear you. It can see you. That's why they tell us not to downgrade anything. Anything dangerous that pops up around us. Because you never know. You might be the next person to get it.
The lessons learned and passed down through stories continue to inform how rural Alaskan communities and state health officials respond to the COVID-19 pandemic today. For instance, Alaska Chief Medical Director Dr. Ann Zink echoed a similar sentiment in a recent social media post, saying that the reasons she wears a mask in public are humility, kindness, and community. Those are the same values that Elders Eula David and Esther Green want people to reflect upon when reminded of stories from past pandemics and epidemics. Reporting from Bethel for KYUK, this is Katie Basil.
This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukten coming up.